Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
What's up, everybody? Nick Costos here. College basketball is about to get crazy, and BetQL makes it easier than ever to cash your bets. BetQL analyzes every single tournament matchup so you can succeed with your bracket pools and individual game bets. Which teams will pull off an upset? Who's going to cover the spread? BetQL handles all the hard work so you can win more consistently. Head to BetQL.com today to start your 3-day free trial. That's BetQL.com. BetQL.com today to start your 3-day free trial.
We're pleased to welcome Arash Markazi, who was posted up on the corner of the court at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. He is the founder and CEO of the Sporting Tribune. And Arash, I watched your videos on your Twitter. Man, those are phenomenal. So what was your perspective? Take us through those final few moments as this game between UCLA and Gonzaga is hanging in the balance.
I mean, you touched on it, Amy. I mean, it was an incredible, like, wave of emotions where UCLA takes this big, you know, 13-point lead at the half. Gonzaga's up, you know, 10, 2.5 to go. UCLA comes back. And then when UCLA comes back, you're thinking, that's it. The amazing thing is Julian Strother was really the local story. I mean, this was the, you know, prodigal son returning home. And so, I mean, he did so many, group interviews during practice on Wednesday. And then you could kind of feel that he was perhaps tight tonight, just really not performing well. So when he shot that shot, I think everyone on press row is thinking, like, I know you're struggling, son, but what are you doing? And then he hits it. And it was the most incredible thing. It was straight out of a movie, and then gets the steal, gets fouled. And immediately after that, goes up to his father, hugs his father, and says, this is my city. This is my city. I mean, this was a young man who lost his mom at the age of 9, but was really one of the high school heroes here. So everyone in Las Vegas knew about him. Again, you know, didn't play well for the majority of the game. But then, man, did he come on strong late.
Final 7 seconds, he has the three-pointer to put Gonzaga ahead, but then also has a steal and a free throw just to be sure. So, Arash, when I was watching your videos, I love the roar because you're on the court or right off the corner of the court, and so you're at court level. The fans are up and above you. I couldn't tell if it was a pro-UCLA or a pro-Gonzaga crowd. What did it sound like to you?
So, Amy, pro-UCLA, but only because of the connection with Los Angeles and Vegas. Again, it's a half-hour flight. It's a 3-hour drive. And so there was a lot of UCLA fans. That being said, I mean, this has become Gonzaga's home away from home come conference tournament time. And again, this was a very significant night in Las Vegas, by the way. The first time that they had hosted an Elite Eight 16 NCAA tournament. So, you know, generally speaking, if you're a Gonzaga fan, you know you're saving up for the conference tournament. They run that conference tournament in Vegas. I really get a sense that you're going to see a lot more Gonzaga fans. Again, if you didn't see them tonight on Thursday night, they're going to pack that place. I mean, this has really become their home away from home.
What changed for Gonzaga and UCLA in the second half?
It's a great question, and I mean there was so many like ebbs and flows in this game. The interesting thing was what Mark Few said was this was the tempo that they wanted. This was the tempo that they were comfortable with, and they felt that, listen, UCLA, I mean, it's been well documented, you know, not at full strength.
Right.
They really felt that at some point in time, them going 6 deep, they're gonna tire out. But, you know, to be honest, like even as I'm saying that, I'm like, this was just a classic game. So it really came down to the last shot. And so maybe if there was a few more seconds on the clock, UCLA would have found a way to win. But again, you know, 17 years to the day, Amy, from that, like, Adam Morrison shot. And by the way, he's now doing color commentary, so he was courtside. Just these two schools have played some classic NCAA tournament games.
Mm. Arash Markazi of the Sporting Tribune is with us from Las Vegas following these two games that couldn't have been more different and yet were very entertaining. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. The saltiness, maybe a little spiciness from Mick Cronin after the game was well documented. What happened? Because he seemed to indicate, and I saw it on your Twitter as well, that the post-game press conferences weren't in the order that he was used to or would have expected.
And so I got corrected, but here's what generally happens. And I mean, I've covered a lot of these events over the years. You know, the team that loses, they just want to go home. They want to, like, either yes. go back home. They want to go back to the hotel. The Gonzaga press conference, I felt, went a little bit longer than it should have. We're post-COVID. I mean, they took about 6 questions, like, on Zoom. So the people in the room asked all their questions. Huh. They took a bunch of questions over Zoom. Listen, I know Mick Cronin's frustrated, but I can understand, you know, if you have to wait like a half hour, I totally get his frustration there. But, that was a very short press conference. The players didn't really talk a whole lot. Mick didn't really want to expand on what had happened. Quite frankly, he was upset with the officiating. I did not see anything wrong with the officiating tonight. He was upset that they weren't at full strength. Can't do anything about that. So, right. Yeah, it was unfortunate because, listen, they've had such a great season, and it really came down to one miraculous shot.
Who was the biggest star? And I don't mean basketball or sports. I mean, who was the biggest celebrity that you saw there in Vegas for these games today?
Well, it was Bill Murray. Amy, I'm very excited. I'm a big Bill Murray fan. And what I love about him is just the absolute pride and joy that he has in his son, Luke, as an assistant coach at UConn. Because he could just be that the dad who's, you know, quiet, or maybe he's sitting in a suite. I mean, he's there row one behind the bench, losing his mind. And then the funny thing was, during the UCLA-Gonzaga game, they invited him to sit with the coaches and scout the game. And the funny thing was, like, Luke was talking to his dad about, you know, pointing out what Gonzaga's doing. And so just from a father-son perspective, yes, Bill Murray's a comedic genius. Yeah, I'm a huge fan. But just the absolute pride that he took in his son's success was so cool to see.
That's awesome. All right, let's talk about the UConn win. They make quick work of Arkansas. And what I thought was really impressive was how the Huskies and their aggressive mentality kind of kept the Arkansas defense chasing, because that's what they want to do. They want the game to be ugly. And yet it's the opposite of what happened. The Huskies played some really pretty basketball. When did this start to get out of hand?
It was so early, and you're thinking that, like, Arkansas is going to find a way to come back. But really, like, Amy, it went from, you know, 10 to 12 to 20 to 25, to almost 30. By the way, give UConn a ton of credit. I mean, they've really done this throughout the tournament. They have not played a close game. I'm hopeful, and I fully expect a close game on Saturday against Gonzaga. But UConn's really gone from being like a very good team, obviously, but to a team that, I mean, there's no team, I don't think, in the country that's playing as well as they are, because it's really a testament to them come tournament time. As we saw in the UCLA-Gonzaga game, you can lose, or you can gain and lose, a 12-13 point lead quickly. What UConn has found a way to do during this tournament, they go up by 12, they'll find a way to go up by 20, 25, and so again, unfortunately for Arkansas, great fan base, you know, but they never had a moment to enjoy their trip to the Sweet 16.
You mentioned Vegas, and we know there's a bunch of events that are cycling through Vegas now, that it's got T-Mobile Arena and obviously Allegiant Stadium. So the Pro Bowl was there. The draft is headed there. We've got NCAA tournament basketball. There's always been golf. There's NASCAR. I mean, it is a full-fledged pro sports and college sports mecca now.
Not only that, Amy, by the way, the NCAA tournament's not the biggest event in town this weekend. Taylor Swift, back-to-back concert at Allegiant Stadium.
Oh, my
gosh.
Both
of them are sold out. Both of them going for upwards of $700 a ticket.
What?
So, yes, while me as a sports fan, I'm very happy about the tournament being here, the Swifties, they have taken over Las Vegas.
So I can imagine it's some kind of buzz there this weekend with the mix.
Yeah.
Although Vegas is used to that. It's not like Vegas is a stranger to that type of an atmosphere. But, yeah, I mean, even the Super Bowl is headed there. So right now it's a major sports destination.
100%. So there's two big events here happening, Amy. The Formula One Grand Prix. That is the biggest event. When I tell you the prices for some of these tickets,
wow.
I've never seen multi-million dollar packages. And some of these packages are you'll have a private chef, you'll have a private car, this, that, and the other. That takes place in November. Then in February, I can't even imagine this. And the locals here are still in, like, they don't know what to think. The Super Bowl is coming to Vegas. Generally speaking, if you can't be at the Super Bowl, the next best place to be is in Vegas. You go to a sports book. It's a great time. The actual Super Bowl will be on the Las Vegas Strip. It's crazy.
Believe it or not, and I admit this sometimes, people think I'm nuts. So I've never been to Vegas. And so,
Amy, you got to come.
I know. So when we're out there, because After Hours will be there for the Super Bowl come next February, when we're out there, it will be my first time ever. And I know I'll be overwhelmed. I won't be able to see and visit and take it all in, everything, but I can't wait. It feels like that's the right time to go ahead and see everything Vegas has to offer, as much as they can cram into Super Bowl week.
Well, the beautiful thing about being in Vegas for your show, 12 midnight is a perfectly, totally normal time. Everyone's happening. When I was talking to your producer, normally 12 midnight, Pacific time, I'm usually in bed. Listen, I'm in Vegas now. The night has just begun.
There you go. Well, we're so excited to steal a few minutes with you, Arash. You can find him on Twitter at Arash Markazi, M-A-R-K-A-Z-I. He's the Sporting Tribune. In fact, he is the Sporting Tribune, the founder and the CEO, and he's a Vegas regular. He's got some really incredible videos from the corner of the court, UCLA Gonzaga going down to the wire. Thank you for a few minutes. It's always good to talk to you, my friend.
Amy, you're the best. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.